Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. Why, my name is Shandaria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So I tried to reach the front now. I'm trying to file a line, and when I get to the part where I have to put in like bank information, and then driver's license ID, and then like fill out my email address, and it comes to another screen. It says there has been an error somewhere like that. So that's what I'm calling.
All right, we can finish the claim over the phone. May I have your social?
Yes, 421.
Mm-hmm.
45.
Mm-hmm.
8692.
Yes. Okay. On your first and last name?
D'Angelo Lawson. B.
All right, Mr.
Apostrophe. A.
Mm-hmm.
N-G.
Mm-hmm.
E-L-O.
All right, Mr. Lawson, your date of birth?
07.
Mm-hmm.
09.
You said 09?
19.
Mm-hmm.
1996.
And your mother's maiden name?
Lawson.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I do not.
And is English your preferred language?
It is.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I don't.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I have not served at all.
All right. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12. I graduated.
Okay. And you have a driver's license?
I do.
And is this an Alabama issued driver's license?
It is.
And that driver's license number?
962.
Mm-hmm.
46.
Mm-hmm.
43.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking. Direct deposit.
Or needs to go into your checking account?
Yes.
Right. And is this your right? I'm sorry. And is this a traditional bank? And this would be a physical bank that you could walk into?
Yes, it's a traditional bank.
Okay. All right. And now running an account number?
The routing number, it's 083-000.
Mm-hmm.
108.
So that was
083-000108.
Yes. All right. And that account number? Number is 316-516-5106. So I have 316-510-5306.
Yes.
All right. And your mailing address?
Mailing address, 3551 Carter Hill Road.
3551 Carter. You said Carter Hill Road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Apartment?
207L.
And what city is this?
Montgomery. All
right. And the zip code?
36111.
36111. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, it's not.
And has your address changed in the last year?
In the last year, it recently changed because it's a new address.
All right. And what's a good contact phone number? What's your phone number?
360.
It's 334 area code?
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay. 360.
8497.
All right, that was 334-360-8497.
Yes.
And that mailing address is 3551 Carter Hill Road, apartment 207F, and this is Montgomery,
yes,
Alabama 36111.
Yes.
All right. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. From whom did you purchase the property at 1138 Cal Medusa Garden? Coles and Caldwell Builders, First Franklin Financial, Highland Homes, Steve Simpson Investments, or I have never been associated with this property.
I have never been associated with this property.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 311 Solomon Drive, 335 West Jeff Davis Avenue, 632 North Lake Circle, 7514, I think this is Alabama Highway 101, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Yes, the 335 West Jeff Davis.
Last question. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 Woodland Hills Drive, 2100 Wabash Drive, 807 Westview Drive, 81 County Road 3435, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
807 Westview Drive.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I have not.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military for the government in the last 18 months?
I have not.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I have not.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
I have not.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I have not.
And what was your last day of work?
Last day of work was, it was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
So yesterday was the 27th. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally, physically able to work?
I have.
All right. And I do have to advise you that your last day of work is during a current claim week. So, therefore, any wages that you will receive this week, well, you have any, I'm just going to read what it say. You have indicated last day of work during this claim week. If you file weekly certification on next week, you'll be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't.
Are you currently reconciling on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I am not.
Are you available to set full-time work?
I am.
Are you available for all shifts and your normal trade occupation?
I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I'm not.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I'm not.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 15?
15 miles?
At least.
All right, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? would you say $10, $11 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I don't.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
They did not.
And what was your job title?
Packer.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I am.
And what is the name of your separating employer, the company's name? Well, basically, like the name of the job.
The company is like the company that's like for the, you know, it's called Upside Logistics, but the warehouse is called Susong Pack. I'm gonna spell it out. SEUNGSAN Packing.
All right, hold on, let me see. Can you spell it one more? Can you spell it out one more time?
SEU.
SEU.
ENG.
ENG.
SAN.
SAN.
Packing America.
Packing America. And this was on 3480 Laura Wetumpka Road.
Yeah.
And were you working through like a temp service or were you just straight through?
I was straight through.
Okay. And do you remember when you started working here?
I do.
And what day was that?
August of 2021.
Do you remember what day in August?
The 9th.
August the 9th in 2021?
Yeah.
This is in Montgomery, Alabama. And have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I'm not.
Right. And why are you no longer working?
I'm not no longer working.
Mm-hmm.
It was really over, like, something I couldn't control. It had something to do with the,
Did you quit? Were you discharged?
I was discharged.
And what was the reason why?
I'm trying to figure out how you can. It was like.
You don't have to tell me deep in detail what happened. You could. I just have to quit. You could just give me like a brief description of what happened. Would you say I could? I'm just gonna read the options to you. Would you say misconduct, dishonest, or criminal act? a positive drug test, falsifying records, you being tardy, you being absent, violation of company policy, unsatisfactory work, insubordination. That's basically like you're arguing with a manager or something. So what would you say? Like, what's the reason why?
It kind of had something to do with being tardy. And
you said being tardy?
Yeah.
And what is the name and title of the person who discharged you?
His name is Steven. I don't know his last name, but I know he's one of the head managers of the company.
You said he's the manager?
Yes, one of the head managers.
And what was the date of your discharge? Yesterday?
Yes.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Me being tardy, they say I can hardly let anybody know I was on the way. I was going to be late, but I did because my team leader, he texted me and I had told him I was on the way.
So you were late for work yesterday?
Yes, but I already knew that because my truck broke down then, like my own way. There is through the bus, but I already figured the bus was already gonna have me late. Like after my shift, through how they run, they say that wasn't the issue, but I feel like it was. And it was, at the same time, it's like it was me. I let somebody know, and I let somebody know that I was gonna be late, and I was on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of got misunderstood.
Okay. And did you commit the act your employer alleges? Did you commit the act your employer alleges? That's asking, did you do what the company say you did? Like, with you being late, were you late to work?
I was. I already knew that. Cause, due to me not having my own transportation, my bus was the only option.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And did you have any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to you being discharged?
Is that what did I do?
Mm-hmm. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
That was actually it. Like, remember saying I didn't let anybody know I was waiting. I was waiting. It was my thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? You want them to take taxes out your benefits check?
No, I don't.
All right. And I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 9296.
Got it.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. That's Alabama. .gov.
Oh, you said Alabama Works?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right, you have to go on here and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefit. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification. Go ahead.
Yeah, 1-800-752-7389.
Got it. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. But not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Lawson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And if you have any questions or concerns, you could just give us a call back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.